Fraley was the original lead guitarist and founding member of the band Kiss. His family and agent say that he has died after injuries suffered in a recent fall. Bandmates Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley say they are devastated by the passing of Fraley, who was 74. Published reports say most flood victims in Texas are still left wanting when it comes to getting help from FEMA. CBS's Peter King.
The Texas Tribune reports FEMA has only okayed help for about 1 in 5 applicants from the July 4th floods in Kerr County, the lowest approval percentage among 9 counties which were hit. The Tribune says more than 1,700 people are still stuck in the initial stage. The top reason given is that people have withdrawn their requests or failed to respond to FEMA inquiries, but victim advocates say communications in the area still spotty. People may not be able to respond.
Salt Lake City and its international airport have teamed up to open a food pantry to support federal employees working through the government shutdown. Bill Wyatt, head of the Salt Lake City Department of Airports, on what's being offered.
Kind of a range of household items that are available to all of those workers to come and take whatever it is they may need. We will be including gas cards, gift cards.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive. See why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Las Vegas Gentlemen's Club rolled out a new promotion for laid off or furloughed government employees.
Crazy Horse 3 called it Strippers Against Shutdowns, offering free lap dances for government workers whose paychecks dried up yesterday.
You have to bring your work ID or something that shows that you are with a government agency.
Club manager Louis Aceves.
Well, I don't think it's going to solve any of their problems, but if they can take a little bit of time during the day and just not think about it, then why not?
He says a little entertainment can go a long way in hard times. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Two bright green comets are streaming through the skies and will be visible next week to skygazers in the northern hemisphere. Comet Lemon will have the closest brush with Earth on or around Tuesday. To spot the pair, go outside just after sunset and look north for Comet Lemon close to the horizon. Comet Swan will also appear near the horizon, but to the southwest. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, an isolated shower or two tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the low 70s. Near 70 Saturday, around 60 Sunday, still the chance for showers and storms. It's 60 right now.
So To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Tonight. Judy in the sky. Hey, that's what you call a lemonade pie. Hey, got your brand new car. Cantaloupe eyes come jumping tonight. Judy in the skies with glasses.
Say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. Say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for. Something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me
some kind of sign.
even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
As long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
News, Timeless Hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the Timeless Hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
When the rains came down in the hollow,
skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping. And you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that
the rain in my shoes.
Knowing that you're looking just a certain look when she is on the move, and a man can always tell what's on her mind. I hate to have to say it, but that looks all.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After what he calls a very productive call, President Trump says he'll meet with Vladimir Putin in Budapest for more talks on ending the war in Ukraine. He says there was discussion during today's call about the ask from Volodymyr Zelensky for more missiles. Asked about his next moves, Trump responds,
"We have a problem. They don't get along too well, those two, and it's sometimes tough to have meetings, so we may do something where we're separate but equal."
Tomorrow, he'll meet with Ukraine's president at the White House. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Ukrainian officials said today that a massive overnight strike by Russia is a sign of Putin's disinterest in peace. And on the eve of his visit to the White House, Zelensky argued that Putin is only re-engaging now in order to discourage Trump from sending those Tomahawk missiles.
Former Trump National Security Advisor